podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back to a early morning edition of the Boxing Voice. Before we head on out to Jersey Boy Boxing Club to get this Border Wars sparring in, we leave Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Me and the hipster Hunter hunting down the latest breaking news. We didn't give you your normal flagship show yesterday, but we are bringing you as much podcast only content as we possibly can. So before I bring in my co-hosts, let you know we're going to be talking the very high probable fight taking place between Billy Joe Saunders and Willie Monroe Jr., who I like to call the other most feared middleweight not named Gennady Golovkin. Bouncing this one around, I don't know what this style matchup is going to produce. Excitement, or is it going to be a sleeper in a negative way? Let me get on out to the hipster who is not on the West Coast, but instead over here on a gloomy East Coast rainy day. Matt.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. And we have Billy Joe Saunders versus Willie Monroe Jr. September 16th, the same day as Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G. Sort of a middleweight day, so to speak. You know, a lot of middleweight fights happening on that day. Maybe some more being announced later that we're sort of getting a whiff of. So it's going to be a good day of fights overall. I don't think because of the UK time difference, this will affect the viewership of Billy Joe Saunders versus Willie Monroe Jr. or Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G. But again, high-level fight, two top five, top ten at least, middleweights in the world. I'm hyped. I think this is a good matchup. I think it's a better matchup than the Curtis one. I think it's a very different matchup. It may not lead to as an exciting fight as the Curtsy one was, but Billy Joe Saunders versus Willie Monroe Jr. is a boxing fan's delight because the technique that will be on display come fight night will be pretty beautiful to watch, in my opinion. Both these guys are very good boxers.
I don't know, Matt. Some are saying that this style matchup could, you know,
be boring.
Not produce excitement because they're two outside fighters. They're two that guys that true. Like yeah. to... you know, kind of counter, stay on the outside. Would you consider Saunders a knockout puncher?
No. Neither of these guys are knockout punchers, in my opinion.
Mm. Now, credit to Billy Joe for, you know, if this takes place,
yes.
for taking on Willie Monroe Jr. Like, at the end of the day, it is a difficult style matchup. We've seen what he did with a couple of fighters, Brian Vera, you know, Rosado. Saunders is supposed to be on another level, being as though that he's a champion. So it would be interesting to see. Now, Monroe's going to have to go to the UK. Can a style like Monroe that's based on pure boxing
and points and winning decisions,
can yes.
he win a decision in the UK? Especially when we look at Billy Joe Saunders' last fight, which I almost thought he lost against with the Wolverine.
I'm sure Monroe's looking at that last
Akakoff
fight.
Akakoff or whatever that guy's name was, Arthur Akakoff. Billy Joe Saunders has not looked that good. Hopefully, he's in good shape. I think that's a big thing about Billy Joe Saunders. He needs to be in great conditioning, in great shape, and he has a habit of getting out of shape in between fights, and to large degrees. Well, William Monroe Jr. is one of those guys that's in shape 24/7, 365, I would say. I've never seen William Monroe Jr. out of shape, you know? So I think that that's going to play a huge part. Who's going to be better in the last half of the fight? Who's going to be better in the last four rounds of the fight? I think William Monroe Jr. is definitely going to win this fight. I think it's probably going to be a close one because of the style clash. And I can understand everyone's, or not everyone, but a lot of people saying that this could be a boring fight. It could be, especially when we had Curtsy versus Billy Joe Saunders. Curtsy was this, you know, small middleweight knockout artist, Mike Tyson-esque sort of guy. And now that sort of style clash is very different in this one. But I think William Monroe Jr. is obviously a way higher level opponent. I think he's higher ranked as well, in my opinion. So I think this is a better matchup in terms of merits. Like, William Monroe Jr. deserves this matchup, in my opinion, more than Curtsy did.
I could agree with that. And I also like this matchup more than the Curtsy's matchup, even though, you know, now training out of that Jersey Boy boxing gym and hearing the rumors of just how badass he was, it would have been interesting. But I think that height at 5'4". Wasn't good. Also, no name recognition. This is what we were talking about yesterday, the World Boxing Super Series, and the fact that fans like tournaments. And Monroe comes from a tournament and pedigree. You know, whoever Willie the Worm is, I am not a historian, but that's his uncle. And, you know, I guess that's the pedigree that he has, right? It's in his DNA to be a boxer. But I kind of, not kind of, I definitely got familiar with him once he joined the Boxino, and I was able to see what he was able to do in that tournament with guys like Brandon Adams, and then even after that with Brian Vera, you know, and before that, Algeri was in the tournament, same thing, Boxino. Mm-hmm. I think it's Asselino Freitas. It's just Boxino itself on ESPN has been able, if not to make a star, make at least contender. A recognizable name and a contender that can graduate to the premium networks and fight for a title, which is what Monroe is going to do. But he's more than that at this point. He's a Golovkin victim, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but it also serves as a barometer for someone like Billy Joe Saunders, who obviously wanted to fight Golovkin and was penciled in for like June 10th in Kazakhstan until, you know, Papa Oscar said, no, no, no. You can't get in between our plans and Golovkin. You have to be a good boy and follow the rules if you want to fight Canelo Alvarez. And that's what took place. But for Saunders, much of this year and a little bit of last year, if not all of last year, we were kind of upset with Saunders.
He did nothing.
Exactly. So as a champion, we were upset with him. As a fighter, we were upset with him. This is going to be a 9-month layoff now. Is Monroe a good enough opponent for you? Being as though we've had so many of these.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was going to ask you this because you mentioned how, very briefly, how like props Billy Joe Saunders for taking this fight. Because I believe the WBO said that you can take a voluntary defense now because of what happened with Curtsy. I believe. I could be wrong. I know you have the article in front of you, Nestor, if you mind reading it really fast. But if that is true.
Well, this is, let's just say this is more of a rumor mill show than anything. Because the sources, and we're getting this article from Boxing Scene. It's written by Keith Idick, and it's obviously sources. He's saying, and I quote, according to multiple reports, Thursday afternoon, Saunders has agreed to defend his WBO middleweight title against Willie Monroe Jr. September 16th at the Copper Box Arena. So there's no, you know, like, it's not like Warren said this.
We didn't get a press release. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, Warren didn't say it. You know, if it was a Frank Warren quote, it would be different.
But I think if Billy Joe Saunders went from Curtsy to William Monroe Jr. on short notice, in a sense, I give him props. I mean, I think this is a way tougher fight. I think this is.
Well, I mean, at 9 months, is it really short notice? I mean, how long are you going to be
it's
waiting?
Not 9 months.
No. He's been out of the ring for 9 months. So it's like,
game planning for a guy like Curtsy is very different than game planning for a guy like William Monroe Jr.
Of course.
They bring in sparring partners is very different for a guy like Curtsy than William Monroe Jr. Those guys are vastly different styles and types of boxers. I think William Monroe Jr. might be the favorite in this, to be honest. Let's be honest.
I don't know, man.
I think Billy Joe Saunders, taking such a high-risk fight that is, in a sense, almost low reward. I mean, the only thing that he really gets from this is a common opponent of Triple G.
Yeah, but look, we got to value what Saunders did whenever he was lukewarm. And the Andy Lee win is better than anything that Monroe has done.
Absolutely.
It's a higher level fight. And it's a more dangerous fight. Because Andy Lee, even though he's always able to be outboxed.
He has power.
He has that, you know, turnaround power. And like you said, Eubank, he's become a sexy name in the division, whether it's the Adrian Broner syndrome or the talent, it doesn't matter. But he only holds that one loss to Billy Joe. He went on to capture a title that you may not, you know, recognize, but he has an IBO. And now, like we reported yesterday and got official notice today, Billy Joe or, excuse me, Eubank. Chris Eubank Jr. or the winner of his fight with Arthur Abraham will definitely be in the World Boxing Super Series Super Middleweight Tournament. So that name continues to increase in value, giving Billy Joe Saunders the rightful A-side and credibility, and I would say favor him to win, because I would assume Monroe has been out of the ring equally as long at this point. It's hard for Monroe to get fights being with a small promotion like Banner.
Yes. If Billy Joe Saunders gets past Willie Monroe Jr. and he had beat Willie Monroe Jr., Andy Lee, and Chris Eubank, he may be one of the most underrated boxers in the game.
I mean, you could use that technique, especially
from the U.S. market, where we really hate on Billy Joe Saunders for what he's done the last year and a half and done nothing. If he turns it around and
There's not going to be many people excited like you and I. Let's just be honest. You know, no one likes Willie Monroe's style. I do. I appreciate what he does. I've always seeked him out to interview him.
And let's be honest. Like, he's a friend of the show. Like, he's come to TV.
No, he's obviously a friend of the show.
So, like, we have an inherent bias by Willie Monroe Jr. that we have to at least admit.
I mean, I guess I'm telling. Well, you was trying to make him the A side or the favorite, and I was being brutally honest, saying that he is not. And I made my case as to why Billy Joe Saunders, even with the time off, due to resume, is the A side. So there's really no bias on my part. I just recognize that he is a friend of the show. He obviously, you know, calls in or, you know, has been on here as a guest and been to our appreciation functions and things like that, but. It's going to come a time where they all have, you know, look, Rigondeaux obviously listens to the show and, you know,
he's a fan of you, Ness.
Yeah. He obviously watches the sparring.
Dominican Nightmare.
He knows about the Dominican Nightmare. I mean, look, it's obviously, catching on, right? I mean, just the other day, Rob Brandt said the same thing. So it's like, look, they're watching, they're noticing, and hopefully some are more mature than others and they can understand when we're just being giving our version of honesty, right? Because it's still our opinion. And in my opinion, Billy Joe would be the A side. I just don't know if the
He's the A side. I never said he wasn't the A side.
And he would be the favorite, in my opinion, on most boxing fans' eyes. You know, again, Monroe. You get some UK guys in here being brutally honest with Monroe, saying he's a pity-pat puncher, a defensive fighter, he's a runner, all these things they're going to say.
But so is Billy Joe Saunders.
And this is why this one could produce nothing but duds. We will have to find out, right?
Mm-hmm. Before we get to any callers or final points, I just want to say go to iTunes and give a 5-star review
definitely
of the podcast. That's the best way to get exposure on iTunes and that platform. Obviously, hit the like and share button on any platform you're watching this on, whether it be Stitcher, Blog Talk, soon to be back to YouTube.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. But we're gonna remain to do what we normally do here because first and foremost, we're a podcast. So this is just a wake up call to everyone to make sure that you subscribe to all our forms of social media and platforms. This way, you never miss an episode.
And also, Amazon.com. I believe /TheBoxingVoice. If you want to go do your shopping there,
you can just go to TheBoxingVoice.com/sponsors and that's affiliates, true. And you'll see all of those there. So like Matt said, if you're going to be doing some Amazon shopping, it costs you absolutely nothing, but you help the favorite podcast that you know, obviously we're hoping we're your favorite podcast.
And let's be honest, everyone does their shopping through Amazon.
I mean, I do.
Everyone does.
I just got three wraps from Amazon from Everlast. I got Everlast as a sponsor, and I couldn't wait for the fucking my boy Dennis. I'm like, fuck it. I had to go through Amazon. And that's the thing. I can't go through my own link, so you guys got to help us out. You know what I mean? Because, look, Matt's all over here on the East Coast on his dime.
Yes.
Let's get to some callers and our sponsors. We're going to go out to the callers. You know the number 1-425-569-5241. That did not change. We're still the same.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to New Jersey, I mean, talk to us, brother. Good morning. Is it raining out there in your part of Jersey?
It is, bro. It was a little wet, and then it kind of eased up, so it's just a light drizzle. I'm strolling with my cup of coffee. I'm glad I'm giving Patreon, you know, the right amount of money, because if I spend it on coffee, I could definitely help out the show, and we can get content like this. I want to start off by saying that I got a lot of appreciation for Willie Monroe Jr. I like what he did with the Boxino tournament. I like that he stepped up to 160 and fought Triple G. Bit of a money grab, but still, I had a good time hanging out with him at the appreciation event. So get that out the way. There's no bias. I think Southpaw, Cuban style, he's going to be a definitely a challenge for Billy Joe Saunders. I think Matt said it, if Billy Joe Saunders somehow pulls this one out, and I don't mean somehow as if this is an insurmountable task, but if he pulls this out, because he's not gonna, nobody's gonna knock each other out. Neither one of them is knocking nobody out. So if he outboxes Willie Monroe, it's a common opponent. Perhaps, you know, the winner of the Triple G and Canelo fight, but he's got to be more active with that belt. I'm excited about the fight. One thing I wanted to touch on, Matt, and I love the way you say it, because it's so true to your name. It's such a hipster description of this guy, Curtsy. He's an interesting boxer, but when you say Mike Tyson, like, this guy can no way parry like Mike Tyson did, doesn't have the head movement, and he's knocking out tomato cans. Mike Tyson was absolutely running through absolutely heavyweights, absolutely, whoever was there.
I agree completely. That's why I said like, so, not like the imitation of, you know, like he is like, he tries to be Mike Tyson in there. No one's Mike Tyson. Like, no one's Muhammad Ali.
No,
like, no one is Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, like, but they can be.
Well,
like,
there is a young Ali, but you know, you got to be on Patreon to see that shit. Wait till after this fight, and I really, hey, I mean, I'm holding out on Spawn because I don't want the betting line to flip even more. I'm
you
just
know,
not even
speaking
putting
of
that
which,
out.
I'm gonna let y'all keep moving. Hey, listen, this Border Wars is ramping up. I'm gonna leave it for another show, and I'm gonna let y'all move it on some more callers, but. I mean, next year, next season, next whatever it is, man, I'm throwing my hat in the ring, man. And we'll talk about that on a later date. Great show, fellas.
Oh, yo, you're pretty tall, too, man.
I mean, I could go between 175 if I'm stretching it from 175 to 200. You know what I mean? I'll take on all comers. God. I'm not going to disclose what my background is. We'll just take it from there and say I'm game.
I love it. I mean, man, have a great morning. We're glad you're tuning in with us early in the morning. Yeah, man, we're talking Billy Joe Saunders, who's going to fight Willie Monroe Jr. on September 16th in London. Should we be upset as U.S. boxing viewing fans? Should we be upset that this one is on a Canelo Triple G date? You know, it's like, we're going to buy that pay-per-view. Is this going to is it going to be difficult for the average, but not the hardcore TBV listener, the casual fan,
okay,
the guy that might have seen Boxino on ESPN because he doesn't really invest, and he's a sports center guy, and somehow he bumped into Willie Monroe and he's interested, or he's seen him as a Triple G victim on HBO, you know, and he wants and he's interested in this fight. Is it going to be difficult? Is it going to get, I guess, drowned out by the noise that will be Canelo Triple G?
Well, again, we're talking about two different markets. Like, this is going to be in the UK.
But that's why I said for us, the viewing American.
Oh, I didn't hear American. I just heard casual. Yes, it does hurt us. And again, I mean, most casual fans of the sport aren't going to be tuning into UK fights. Like, that just doesn't happen. Like, casual boxing fans in the U.S. will never turn into any UK fight that's not on Showtime or HBO. That doesn't get U.S. television rights over here. And I don't know if this will. I don't know. I doubt it, because Billy Joe Saunders fights in the past have not been televised in the U.S. Maybe they're going to be streamed online. That's a possibility. I know more and more promoters have been experimenting with that. Hopefully that's something in Eddie Hearn's plan. Not Eddie Hearn, Frank Warren, I mean.
They really need to come up with something. Like, if you're Frank Warren, right? This is a Frank Warren fight. And, you know what they might do? We did have the promoter of Willie Monroe on this show before. And don't forget that for a lesser known fighter in
Peter Petroff against Terry Flanagan, that was streamed online on Twitter. So maybe, and again, that's a Frank Warren banner promotions fight. So
maybe we could see that happening again.
Ooh.
And remember, we asked, are you going to do this more frequently?
And Banner said yes.
He said yes, but we also didn't see the stream numbers. We don't know if it was successful for them or not.
True.
Very true. Let's go out to a caller. Hold that thought. We're going to go out to the UK. Frank Warren, Box Nation viewing customer, obviously. None other than our – he's becoming an alumni now and probably one of, I guess the best commenters we have on Patreon for sure. None other than my guy. Where he even? Oh yeah, Rob from the UK. He even has his own intro.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's gonna beat me. He got fresh.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Bomb Squad!
Ooh.
Nah, I cannot bomb squad.
Oh, shot fired.
If Wilder wants some of their work, he can definitely get some. Well, there you go.
When he's not finished ducking everybody.
Rob, hold on. I wish we were on YouTube, because you should have seen Ness's face when he clicked that soundbite. I mean, it was like he sucked a bunch of like sour Skittles. He's like, I don't know if I should do it. He was all freaked out. It was good. I wish I had it on video.
Yeah, see, this is the good part of having you in studio.
It was up there with the video of you guys' reaction to the I'm not going to say the M word, but Pani Macchiao.
Oh yeah, man, those pictures are floating around everywhere.
Of you guys reacting was awesome, man. That was the best.
So, Rob, it's not the morning for you over there. It's about 6 hours past. What are we talking?
Yeah, so getting on for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, half one.
All right. Like, well, you had some lunch. What are you thinking about Billy Joe here? I mean, he's more of a commodity to you, being from, across the pond and stuff, but he's been out of the ring 9 months. Is this a good enough fight for you? Because, me as an American boxing fan, I know Willie Monroe, but I don't know if this guy is a name for the UK boxing fan.
He's a name here, but he's not a name to me. I personally don't like the guy. So I'm not really interested in this fight. For me, it's September the 16th. It's about the fight that we've all wanted to see for such a long time, Triple G and Canelo. But, Saunders, he gate-crashed that press conference with Triple G and Canelo, and I don't know. They're just disrespectful. I just don't like the guy, to be honest. And I know yesterday you were like, oh, Rob's ears perked up. There's a UK fighter chat going on. But this is one UK fighter I'm just not really caring about, to be honest.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Damn. Well, Rob.
Rob's a Chris Eubank fan, obviously.
Well, hopefully Eubank gets – I'm sure he's going to look good with his style, the way that he's a high volume.
Dude, Chris Eubank can go back to 160 and beat a bunch of guys there. Let's be honest.
He's going to look good beating Abraham.
Oh, easily.
There's too much of a blueprint out on Abraham, and he has the perfect style. All those combinations is going to keep Abraham shelled up. And maybe he's going to hit him with a body shot, because it's going to be so many. Then he drops a left hook to the body, kills him.
Very quickly, Rob, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the winner of this fight, Billy Joe Saunders versus William Monroe, should fight the winner of Canelo Triple G?
No, I don't know.
I guess so with that title, Rob. I mean, I know that neither man beating each other really merits a shot at a unification, but because the title's on the line, I mean, what else could you do?
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's only, I guess, really one step, but it doesn't interest me in the slightest. Billy Joe Saunders. I know I sound like haters beware, the old hipster there, but Billy Joe Saunders does nothing for me in any way. I know he's been kind of unlucky in the past with different things, but.
All right. Well, Rob, let me put you on hold. We're going to go ahead with the show. Man, Billy Joe Saunders coming up with no love today.
Yeah.
No fans for poor Billy.
I mean, Rob said it best. Like, he's known. He is known, but he really doesn't have fans. Like, you don't see on Twitter, like, Billy Joe Saunders fans tweeting. Like, you don't see that. You don't see that at all.
I never followed him, but, you know, one day Nurse Jackie showed me a tweet that Saunders did. Now, you know, and I didn't know. I was like, okay, well, he's trying to catch then. I mean, because I wouldn't really care if Billy Joe Saunders tweeted out his genitalia. I didn't go seeking it. This guy, Nurse Jackie sent it, and it's like, so once I seen that Saunders is that type of guy, I'm like, yeah, well, then, you know, I don't really need to be interested in him any longer, unless he's fighting someone like he is now. But so yeah, as far as him being a guy on social media, I don't know. I won't lie though, I did see when he and
I'm not talking about him specifically. I'm talking about like his fans. Like, I don't see fans.
No, I did see two retweets though. He does get some action. I remember him and Billy Joe and the other Chris Eubank when they were on social media going at each other, you know what I mean? And you know, and Saunders always gets the upper hand because he actually got the win over him, right?
True,
so
true.
You know, he gets a significant amount of retweets. And remember that he hangs out a lot of with Tyson Fury. It's not that he's unpopular or it's not that he's not famous.
He's known.
He's just unpopular because of what's been going on in his career lately.
Yes.
I think he can get back on the bicycle, get a couple of wins, and everybody will change around. I mean, look, if you start with Willie Monroe, who robbed, you know, probably there's going to be more guys like Rob that say, hey, he doesn't deserve to fight Triple G or the winner of Canelo next. So let's go with that logic. He beats Monroe, which is obviously unfair to Monroe. But let's just say hypothetically, he beats Monroe. Who else in that division does he need to defeat before fighting the winner of? So, like, is it like Monroe and then Lemieux?
No, I think the problem is, obviously, it depends on who wins the Triple G Canelo fight. I think that's a very big proponent of who gets the winner of that fight. If Triple G wins, I think we're almost guaranteed a rematch. If Canelo wins, I think we're almost guaranteed a non-rematch.
Exactly. So it's kind of better that he does his own thing anyway.
Yeah.
And another credit to that would be for Rob Brent, right? Like, he decided I'm going to move on too because that division is
it's going to take a bit for it to really start getting flowing.
It's like trying to get in a Holland Tunnel at 5 o'clock now.
And again, it's not anyone that Billy Joe Saunders needs to beat in order to get the unification fight. It's that there's guys or there's a matchup that could take place that could produce a winner that could steal that spot. That let's say a Daniel Jacobs could fight someone and propel himself back into the mix. So could David Lemieux. Those two guys could definitely overstep Billy Joe Saunders because, in my opinion, they're more commodities in the U.S. market. And Canelo and Triple G are U.S. commodities. So, I mean, do they need to bring Billy Joe Saunders to the U.S. to fight him to make money? No, they can fight David Lemieux or Daniel Jacobs.
Speaking of Jacobs, are you trying to tell me that Jacobs fighting whoever you can fathom would be more of a name or draw or event versus the winner of Triple G Canelo, other than Billy Joe Saunders after beating Willie Monroe Jr., still having that WBO title, that fourth or fifth missing link? In Golovkin's case, fifth missing link, because he, like I, recognizes the IBO.
Like all three people that recognize the IBO.
Yeah, me, Golovkin.
And the IBO.
and Chris Eubank. That's four.
Anyways.
Vladimir Klitschko, five.
Digressing. digressing.
Rigondeaux, 6. Darchinian, 7.
I forgot what I was talking about because you just started talking about the IBO. Daniel Jacobs.
The missing link and him having it.
I think Daniel Jacobs, again, like I said, they're bigger U.S. commodities. I think Billy Joe Saunders, if Triple G or Canelo were willing to go to the U.K. to fight.
Landry Lowe recognizes the IBO.
Oh, my God. If Triple G or Canelo were able to go to the
U.K. This is why it's better that you're in studio. When I cut you off, people can still hear you. When we're not in studio, it's like I drown you out because of the Google thing. But right here, this is like I'm smiling ear to ear. This is like cut you off season, but you can still laugh and people can hear it. You know, they're not like, oh, fucking Ness is a dick. Because that's what they think.
I mean, you are a dick. I just I just put up with it.
Shots fired.
Anyways, digressing to my point, Daniel Jacobs and Dave Lemieux, let's say they fight each other, hypothetically,
even though it might happen.
Even though it might happen on the undercard of, Triple G. No, I don't know. Anyways.
Remember we said that.
Yes, remember we said that and we called it first.
And remember that we said that and called it first. And remember that fighters say that we get it wrong and then always get it right. But then they don't ever say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
but let's be honest. Daniel Jacobs and Dave Lemieux have been on pay-per-view in the U.S. That means something. Even though their numbers aren't great, they have at least produced something. They have a track record in the U.S., both in ticket sales and pay-per-view numbers. Unlike Billy Joe Saunders. Billy Joe Saunders has no track record in the U.S. market, and I find it very unlikely Canelo Alvarez will go to the U.K. to fight him. Maybe Triple G will go to the U.K. to fight Billy Joe Saunders and unify it. That's possible.
Yo, I think Canelo, why not?
Why?
Triple G did it. Triple G did it, and everybody knew immediately about the amount of money and how big it was, and that was Triple G, not the star that Canelo is.
Let me ask you this.
If Eddie Hearn could make, and hypothetically, right, because I don't remember if it was 5 or 4, or was it 4 that Brooke got, and who knows how much more Gennady got because he was the A-side?
Gennady got like 5.
All right. So you're telling me they could make 5 appear for Gennady, who isn't the star that Canelo is, but they won't for Canelo?
Well, first off, Canelo's going to ask for more money than Triple G if he's going over there.
But remember, especially fighting,
hold on, very quickly. Triple G fought Kell Brook. Canelo going over there to unify the entire division against Billy Joe Saunders is a bigger fight, and it deserves more money. I'm not saying the market cannot hold that. Hold on. I'm not saying the market cannot hold it. They can definitely can. But
so you're telling me Canelo
loses U.S. pay-per-view. Canelo loses U.S. pay-per-view if he goes to the U.K. And
We'll still buy it.
No.
Why won't we?
U.S. pay-per-view markets are less likely for pay-per-view midday. They have a very hard time doing that for big pay-per-view cards. And so do promoters.
Is there any way
promoters have a hard time doing that? They don't want to.
Is there any way that they can do it?
There's a reason it's called primetime television.
Is there any way that they can do it where it still views at primetime for us?
Then it's tape delay, and it always has diminished numbers.
Damn.
Because there's already
–
Twitter already,
I hear you. But this is the thing, dude. If this is something for them to think about and come up with a way to work around it. If Canelo goes over there for Billy Joe Saunders, he does the 90, man. He does the 90 that Joshua did. There's no fucking way all those UK guys don't come out for him. There's no way. He's huge, man.
Okay.
He does the 90, and then he's got to just come up with some sort of international pay-per-view deal with HBO. Let's get back out to some callers and wrap this one up. Remember, we got to go to the gym. We got Idris in the UK. Talk to us.
Hey, what's happening, man? Good to hear from you guys again, man. What's the little update on the YouTube? Is it coming up soon?
We got one counter notification, strike removed, waiting on Tresmas.
Oh man, do you know what? Hopefully they understand what's going on and that, and he gets put up, man, because there's a bit of news coming out, and these other boxing channels, they don't put up the news that you guys put up. I don't know if they're just like trying to ignore it, or they're on the payrolls of other things. I've heard no news about this cruiserweight tournament. I know you guys would have been all over
no,
that.
No, we talked about it, bro. You gotta sign up to iTunes.
Like show.
Yeah, we did it.
You done a full
Yeah, we all did right, a full right, show. We did actually two. We did a little kind of warm up to it where we spoke about Tabidi hopefully being our dark horse, but he didn't join. And yesterday we did a full show on the cruiserweight division and the fact that the super middleweight division was possibly going to get Abraham. And then today we just actually, you know, notified you that we got official release from Warren saying that, was it Warren? I don't know who sent me the release, but definitely it's official 100% that the winner of Abraham and Eubank will be the last super middleweight contendant. We also had an interview with Rob Brandt where we gave a lot of details, but yeah, definitely check it back, man. Go to iTunes.
That's enough content for me to download. I've got enough content to download when I get back to work, man. That's what I like.
Yeah, check your messages on Patreon. I sent messages for each show.
Yeah, yeah. I probably got them. I'll probably be in a bit. But I was trying to get to the Billy Joe Saunders stuff. What you're talking about with the pay-per-view, it's interesting about primetime in America. American primetime is pretty important too. But I think that's partially the reason why, for example, the next Anthony Joshua fight has to be in America, because it doesn't really hinder the fact that British will have to watch it at 3, 4 a.m. It probably doesn't even do much difference to the pay-per-view hit. Maybe about 10%, whereas you can get prime time for America, because we've been used to it for so many years. It's only the last 2-3 years really that we've been starting to get. So we've always been used to American prime time, you know. And it's just something.
Idris, let me ask you, and I'm gonna double back to you, Rob. So don't hang up. Since you guys are in the UK, hypothetically speaking, Billy Joe Saunders, Canelo Alvarez breaks after Canelo breaks Gennady down September 16th. And they say, yo, this fight's happening in the Wembley Arena. What is it called?
Ooh, Wembley.
You know, Wembley.
All right. Let me know. What do you think that the highest ticket will cost for the fan?
The highest ringside, maybe.
Canelo.
$3,000.
Canelo versus Saunders. All the belts.
$3,000, the highest, maybe.
And what about the dudes in the rafters? Because we're talking about filling 90,000 seats.
Oh, man, you'd probably be able to get them for like $15,
$20. Wow.
$15.
Really? That cheap,
yeah.
Huh?
All yeah, right. But that's why they... Why didn't they... You know the Golovkin and Canelo, yeah? What's the average ticket price, do you think?
Man, they're expensive, bro.
A shit ton.
They're expensive, but they did just reduce some ringside. I got an email today.
Yeah, they did.
They did reduce some because they see the people not buying that shit.
They did an average of, just to say, average tickets altogether is about $300, yeah? And it's 20,000 seater. Why wouldn't they put it in a stadium 4 times the size and reduce the ticket by 75% and make the exact same revenue? Like,
well, because logistics, it would probably not be worth it if you're going to reduce it to make the same amount, because they got to travel to the UK and all the, you know, hoopla.
And remember, all these locations pay. Hold on, very quickly. All these locations pay these promoters to have these fights there.
Oh, you're right.
The T-Mobile Arena is paying Oscar De La Hoya to have this fight there.
I wonder does Wimbledon do that? Do they give people
Wimbley,
shit?
Wimbledon. Wimbledon is a tennis tournament.
Yeah. I like tennis.
I think we'll know more about the Wembley when we see the McGregor Mayweather and see how, if that gets packed out, then you can just say that. Even though I think they'll even charge, honestly, I think they'll charge for people to come in.
They're charging for the weigh-in, bro. They're charging for the weigh-in for Mayweather McGregor. Yeah. Listen, and Idris, let me
see that place packed out for that.
I know. I mean, they charge for the Mayweather Pacquiao weigh-in. That was disgusting.
They're not charging for the press conference.
I'm going to let you go, man. I'm just going to carry on listening.
No problem. Rob, come back to me, Rob. I need to know. Same question for you. What do you think the most expensive Billy Joe Saunders, Canelo Alvarez, after he destroys Gennady Golovkin, hypothetically, goes over there to, what is it, Matt?
Wembley.
What's the most expensive ringside ticket out there, hypothetically?
For that matchup, I think the other guy was right. Maybe $3,000 to $5,000 ringside, and then in the rafters, maybe 40 English pounds. So what's that? $45, whatever it is.
All right.
The exchange isn't too good, but I agree. It always baffles me. I know you've got the huge sports over there, NBA and NFL, but it just baffles me that you guys have just got these little stadiums, these small little venues for these big fights. And like 20,000 people come in when, you know, you could fill that
20,000 rich people.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, and I know you're struggling with saying Wembley, so I'll level it up and say the T-Mobile Arena or something. Or the Barclays or something. Like that.
The Barclays.
But I think it'd do good numbers here. But I think you're overestimating what, like, the casual fans that wouldn't come for Canelo.
Oh, really? He's not that big of a star over there?
Like, he is and he isn't. I think.
But after beating Gennady, the guy that destroyed Kell Brook in front of them, I don't know, bro. He's going to be the baddest man on the planet if he could beat Gennady Golovkin.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're talking about the 90,000 in Wembley, and that was purely AJ and the fact that he's this British star. That's why we completely sold out. You probably could have sold another 30, you know, or 50,000 tickets. There's plenty of people missed out. But Canelo, I mean, there's people here, I talk to them when there's been a big, you know, fight and it's a British fighter. Or, a British clash between two British guys, and it kind of makes the papers and stuff, and they talk about it. But when I bring up, Canelo Triple G, you know, just around the corner September, they're like, sorry, who's that? Who's that? And they just don't know. And so I don't know whether Canelo coming over is going to do quite the numbers you're thinking, but it may do. I may be wrong, but just my own perspective and talking to people I do. I don't think many know of the Canelos and the Triple Gs. Many here, just like over there, a lot of you guys maybe don't know the British fighters. And we don't know, a lot of people here don't know the American side of things, you know. So it's tricky.
Well, Rob, let me get to some other calls. We actually got a ringer on the line, decided to finally press one. What's going on? Good morning, Jabron. How are you?
Yeah, what's going on, TBV? I be working so much, man, and me and my wife just started our new business. So it's like I'd be supporting as far as listening and always support Patreon. But on today's topic, Willie Monroe. I got a good feeling that he probably going to get robbed over there because of his hit and not be hit style. You know, far as technically, he would probably beat Billy Joe Saunders, but being in his backyard and him being the champion, I don't know if he'll get that nod. But, I'm looking forward to seeing that fight. And since y'all brought up Danny Jacobs, have y'all seen Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. calling out Danny Jacobs and Danny Jacobs respond to him?
I seen that Jacob said if the fans want it, he'll do it. But, does anybody really want to see Julio Cesar Chavez after that bullshit Canelo fight?
No.
I think Chavez doesn't deserve a big name Jacobs after that stunt he pulled. He needs to earn his stripes. Maybe a Caleb Plant. I don't know. What division is Chavez in anyway? Because Danny fought at 160, bro.
Exactly. I don't know.
And Chavez could not make 160.
Fight him at 68.
Okay, 68 sounds makes sense.
Danny said he said it'll be easy work. So he'll even give Chavez a advantage by going up to 68. That's how easy he say it looks to him.
And I don't deny that it will be that easy for Danny Jacobs, to be honest with you, especially after not having to make that weight. You know what I mean? This will be his first fatty at 168. Yeah, that's I just don't like, you know, look, if you like Danny Jacobs, it's a good fight for him because it's name recognition and it'll boost his popularity. But if you like Danny Jacobs, you don't want this fight because it really doesn't do anything for him in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like a win at 68 over Chavez means what? Chavez is probably not even ranked at 68.
It only does stuff to his brand. It only elevates his brand.
Yeah, it's a brand fight. Or branding.
Well,
fight.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate
Jabron,
you guys
not as much as we appreciate you.
And y'all keep doing your thing. And I'm checking y'all out and sparring, man. And I'm wishing you guys the best. And I'll keep tuning in. And people hit those thumbs up. And to the next time.
All right, Jabron. Man, listen, I really wish I could have put out more, but I didn't want to give Zach too much. You know what I'm saying?
We can put some of that stuff out.
See, Matt's already here on the East training like a beast, and we ain't let them see none of that. We're going to let Warren think that, you know, that all there is last year's version of Matt.
Uncle
and then
we're going
to bring him down there, and we're going to show him. We're going to introduce him to some American power. But it is that time. We need to train.
Yes, we need to go. 9:15.
We got to go on over to Coach Terrific's over at Jersey Boy Boxing Club, the home of Real Glenn Tapia. Follow him on Instagram. And while you're there, you might as well follow the Boxing Voice to stay up to date. It'll let you know when we're on, when we're not on. You know, we have a very, very solid team member that attends to that. Alex Lemon, you know him. And he makes sure that you guys stay up to date for sure. If you're listening to this, you're probably tuned in to iTunes or TuneIn or Stitcher or right here on Blog Talk. Make sure that you subscribe. When you're telling your friends the greatest podcast on earth, you got to let them know to subscribe here to get these notifications. And or you could just go to Patreon, where we individually send each of our patrons a message letting them know the topic and giving them the link where we're going live and at what time. So definitely pick your poison, but stay up to date, because until we get released from YouTube jail, if we get released, because the days are counting down, they need to answer this counter notification or decide. But again, we're a podcast, so this is where we podcast at. And man, you know, I want to take advantage of Matt being here. Look how early morning this show is, you know? Perfect.
Yeah, it's early.
Go to the gym, you know? Now, if Matt knocks somebody out in sparring, we might just come back and talk boxing again, because we're in a good mood. And it just opens up the door to more episodes. So
I am sparring Sean Doo today.
Uh-oh.
Because that has not happened yet.
Sean Doo's – oh, he dropped off. He was listening.
Yeah, he dropped off.
He was listening. Shout out to Leonard Sterling in the UK on the check-in, saying that Lemieux isn't fighting Jacobs. Lemieux passed on Billy Joe Saunders, which me and you, Matt, we know we were talking about that earlier. And he's eyeing Cotto. He saw a while back that the reason that HBO even signed to air Cotto Kamagai is because they wanted Cotto to agree to moving up to fight Lemieux. So it's no surprise about the Cotto and the Golden Boy agreement. Let's see. But I don't know. Me and Matt are, I don't know. It's not a source. And it's a hunch.
Yeah, more of a hunch.
We have a hunch.
Connecting dots.
Yeah. That somehow Daniel Jacobs is going to be in play of something. We don't know what, but it sounds like a Golden Boy play with the name Daniel Jacobs involved. So we'll check it out. Listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Catch me on Patreon, throwing bolos. And you can catch my co-host, the hipster.
You catch me, Matt, the hipster hunter, on Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace. We're going to be out of here. Hopefully we'll be back later today. Oh, we are going to be back later today, no matter what. We're doing an Untitled / Overtime show with Enrique.
Got to do something. Well, he is at work, so we don't know what time he gets off his
that
little
is true.
Set. You
that
know,
is
Cash Weezy is Cash Weezy.
So sometime tonight, we're doing another show for sure, let alone
on
other
Patreon,
topics. Yes, on Patreon.
Untitled, where... We talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, so have a good one. Peace. Be back soon.
Peace.